The love of Yeshua HaMashiach is a love that transcends all understanding. Can we even grasp it? Can we truly fathom the depth and breadth of such divine affection? It's a love so vast, so deep, it defies human comprehension. It is like the ocean, boundless and ever-reaching. Like the night sky, filled with countless stars, each representing a promise of His unwavering love. It is a love that knows no bounds, a love that embraces every soul on this earth. It is a love that unites us, transcending all barriers and differences, bringing us together as one family under God. Yeshua's love is a beacon of hope, a promise of redemption, and a testament to the boundless grace of our Creator. It shines brightly in our darkest moments, guiding us towards the light. John chapter 3 verse 16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." This verse is a cornerstone of our faith, a reminder of the ultimate sacrifice made out of love. This verse encapsulates the very essence of Yeshua's mission and the immeasurable depth of His love. It is a love that is willing to endure suffering and pain for the sake of others. He willingly offered Himself as a sacrifice, a ransom for our sins, so that we might experience the fullness of life eternal. His love is a testament to His selflessness and His desire for our salvation. His love is not conditional. It does not discriminate. It is a love that is open to all, regardless of who we are or where we come from. Yeshua came for all, for the weary and burdened, the lost and the hurting. He came to offer rest to the tired, hope to the hopeless, and healing to the broken. He extended His hand to the marginalized, the outcast, those forgotten by society. He reached out to those who felt unloved and unwanted, offering them a place in His heart. He saw their pain, heard their cries, and offered them solace and salvation. His love is a healing balm for the wounded soul. This is the love of Yeshua, a love that pursues us relentlessly, a love that heals and restores. It is a love that transforms us, bringing new life and new hope. It is a love that calls us out of darkness and into His marvelous light. It is a love that invites us to step into a new beginning, filled with the promise of eternal joy and peace. Our world is often shrouded in darkness, where shadows seem to dominate our lives. We see pain, division, and suffering all around us, in every corner of our existence. Fear and uncertainty can grip our hearts, leaving us feeling isolated and alone. But in the midst of it all, Yeshua's love shines brightly, like a beacon of hope. He is the light that pierces the darkness, illuminating our path and guiding us forward. His love is the hope that sustains us in times of trouble, giving us the courage to persevere. His love is a balm for our wounds, healing us from the inside out. It is a source of strength when we feel weak, empowering us to face life's challenges. Remember the story of Zacchaeus, the tax collector. He climbed a tree just to see Yeshua. Luke chapter 19 verse 10 tells us, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." This is a powerful reminder of His mission. Yeshua saw Zacchaeus not for his sins, but for the potential for good in his heart. He sees the same in each of us. Each one of us has strayed from the path. We have all fallen short of God's glory, but Yeshua's love offers us a way back. His grace is sufficient for us. His love covers a multitude of sins. When we accept His sacrifice, we are enveloped in His love and forgiveness. We are made new creations, washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. His love sets us free from the chains of guilt and shame. We are free to live a life of purpose and meaning, filled with the joy of His presence. Section 4, Love's Transforming Power. Yeshua's love is not passive, it is a transformative force. It has the power to change hearts, heal relationships, and bring reconciliation. When we allow His love to flow through us, it touches everyone we encounter. 1 John 4:19 reminds us, "We love because He first loved us." Yeshua's love is the source of our own capacity to love. It teaches us compassion, empathy, and forgiveness. It breaks down walls of prejudice and hate, replacing them with bridges of understanding and acceptance. It empowers us to extend grace to others, just as we have received grace from Him. Section 5. Ambassadors of Love. We are called to be ambassadors of Yeshua's love in a world desperately in need of His light. In every corner of our communities, there are hearts yearning for a touch of divine love. It's time to let our lights shine, to illuminate the paths of those lost in the shadows, to reflect His love in all that we do. Every act of kindness, no matter how small, is a reflection of His boundless love. Let us be beacons of hope in a world shrouded in darkness. Just as a lighthouse guides ships to safety, let our actions guide others to the warmth of His embrace. Let us be instruments of peace in a world torn by strife. In every handshake and embrace, let there be a message of unity and reconciliation. Let us be agents of reconciliation, mending the broken and healing the wounded, sharing His love with everyone we meet. Reject fear, embrace love. In every smile and gesture, let His love be evident. Let us be known for our kindness, our compassion, our willingness to forgive. In a world that often forgets, let us be the ones who remember to care. Let us be the hands and feet of Yeshua, reaching out to those in need, lifting up the downtrodden, demonstrating His love in tangible ways. Through our actions, let His love be made visible. Go forth, dear brothers and sisters, with hearts full of love and hands ready to serve, and let your lives be a reflection of the unfathomable love of Yeshua HaMashiach. The world is waiting. Let us answer the call with unwavering faith and boundless love.